Everything About Reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris, the Entertainment Man. Good to be back to another episode. This is the 19th episode of Everything About Reality TV. It is so amazing that we're officially almost at 20. We'll be officially 20 episodes tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern when this goes up on crispyontheweb.com. Also, you can find us on podcast.com, Stitcher as well, tunein.com as well, and you can also find us on player.fm. I believe that is the name of the site that I just recently joined. I was thinking, okay, is Stitcher ever going to get fixed or whatever? So I went on to it's called player.fm. Go search Everything About Reality TV. We're on there. This podcast is actually on player.fm. So anyone from that end of listening to the podcast from there, welcome. My name is Chris. Welcome to the podcast. And for those who are listening over on Stitcher, I apologize. Stitcher had a few little issues with updating their feed. I told them last week. I told them a week ago today the feed wasn't updating. So, I don't know. I had a major issue. I re-uploaded it twice last week at this time, or tonight. A week ago, late tonight was when I was uploading this late and all that. But it was a Stitcher issue. I apologize. I shouldn't be apologizing for them, but I'm apologizing to you guys as the host, as the one that runs this podcast, hosts this podcast, produces it, does everything to it, and I'm sorry, but we are officially back on Stitcher. So we are, again, crispyontheweb.com, podcast.com, Stitcher, TuneIn, player.fm. I think I got all the platforms that we're on, I think. And I eventually will be getting us over on iTunes as well, eventually. Eventually, I'll get us on iTunes in the near future, not right now. Anyways, in this episode, today we're going to talk some Survivor Game Changers. That's what the Thursday podcast is all about. We are going to recap this week's episode number 3. I thought it was 4. It isn't 4. I believe it's only the 3rd episode. I think we are only into our 3rd episode as of right now. I think we are at that point. But, oh yeah, because that's right. Because the first week we had the double elimination. And then we had 3rd vote last week, which is Caleb. And then, of course, this week as well. So let's get right into it. So first of all, Haley said Caleb going home was great for her game, obviously. Yes, she's still at the bottom, don't forget. Haley is merely still at the bottom of her tribe, as she is pretty well the lone sheep, maybe? I don't know what it's called, but she's kind of the lone wolf of her tribe, obviously, because she is one of the newer members of her tribe, and, you know, she is kind of on her own right now. She's not playing with anyone, you know, currently, so, you know, she needs to find somebody to, you know, eventually play the game with. So, I don't know who told Haley. Okay, so someone told Haley to get out Ty, but technically she was to go home, you know. And it was either her. Okay, last week obviously it was either her or Caleb that was gonna go. last week, obviously, one of those two were the ones that were gonna go, and you know, it was pretty crazy. Last week was pretty crazy as well. So, let's go right into the reward challenge. Only 2 members would compete. They would race through obstacles. They would, have to carry a ball. I think it was like at the end of a stick or a platform, if I remember correctly. Then they would have to eventually, once they're safe, they would actually add another ball to turn another ball. What am I saying? I wish that would be pretty cool. You know, that would be like if they did like a three part of the where they have to carry the ball. What they could do is they could possibly, I don't know if it'd be possible, but I mean, they can have the platform, they can put like an extra ball on it, and they have to kind of balance it through. That might be a little over too difficult, but what they had to do was they had to add another stick to the end, so obviously they would have to, the stick would be longer, and the ball would be much higher up than it would be. And then they have to get to the end, and then they have to kind of unlock, sandbags, and then they must knock over blocks, and then the first tribe to, you know, knock over the blocks wins reward, and the first person to win reward would get everything to make coffee. So obviously, nice treat from home. Obviously, this is kind of nice for them to, you know, and kind of indulge in some sweets as well. They actually got chocolate chip cookies added to the list of the chocolate chip cookies was also part of the first tribe to win a reward. Second tribe would only get a big container of iced coffee to enjoy. Still, it's from the reward. It's better than nothing. So JT dropped, Ty dropped, Ozzy went through. It was Ozzy and Ty that was in the lead, and then of course Ozzy win the lead. And also, in the third section, Ozzy dropped. We have to go think back to it, the beginning of that section and restart. Ozzy and JT were side by side. Ozzy went through. Troyzan and Malcolm opened up the lock. Troyzan was throwing at the targets. Ty dropped. Malcolm was in the lead. So obviously, Malcolm came back. And Malcolm pretty well, Malcolm dominated there. Malcolm took the lead, and then they were tied up. Malcolm went back in the lead, then they tied up, and then Ty was in the lead, and then Troyzan kind of missed as well, and then Malcolm won the reward for the coup, and then Culpepper went on fire, two left. Culpepper was down to one, and then Culpepper got one, and he got it. And Mana won reward, which was obviously the iced coffee, right? And then, so obviously the crew got their coffee and cookies. Mana got their iced coffee. And then back at camp, Three said after the challenge that Troyzan's game is kind of on the line. And he's just hanging on, obviously. So meaning Troyzan's going to go home eventually. They are going to pretty well get him out eventually. And then, but also he was, and then of course, Ozzy losing the reward was great for him, obviously. And he also was able to provide for his tribe. If he didn't, provide for his tribe, his name would be coming up more. Meaning, he would be on the chopping block almost every tribal council that they go to, which is not good for him, because I'm sure he does not want to go pre-jury, and I'm sure, pretty sure, and I know this because he is one of my picks this year, and I'm just looking at my paper here. Yeah, he's one of my picks. Definitely, I think he would make jury. I definitely think Ozzy will make jury, obviously. What else? And then Ozzy got a stingray. So he's kind of being the provider like Rupert Boneham was back in his season. Rupert was a big provider for his tribe, obviously. And, that's what Ozzy's doing. He's providing for his tribe, giving him food to feed them in the belly. And then Andrea said, with food in their belly, they're going to be more confident. And I'm sure going to be stronger, too. as well. You got to think strong strength as well, because they're going to be much stronger than they have been over the last, I guess, week now. Well, technically in Survivor days, it would be like 3 days since they've been strong. But I mean, for us, the viewers out watching it on TV, pretty much, we wait a week. So it's about a week for us, but technically in the game perspective, it would be 3 days, obviously. Or 3 or 4 days. Around that, normally. Well, Tavua was founded last week. Let's see, day 9 last week. So about day 7, Tavua was actually founded, I think, if I'm doing the math in my head correctly here in the studio. I think it's day 7 is when they started to, that's when Tavua came in to the game. So obviously they went to the 3 tribes. So yeah, I would think, yeah, Tavua's been around for about, I don't know, 3 days now? No, wait, 6 days, almost a week, pretty much, at this point of the game. But it's hard to figure out the math, obviously. So it jumps all over the place. When you're in the game, you don't really keep track when you're playing Survivor. It's not there. At Nuku, Sandra said, the best tribe ever. So obviously she's being a little cocky. I wouldn't say arrogant, but she's being a little cocky. And obviously the queen being the queen, the queen stays the queen. That's her infamous line this season. And also, if it's not me, if it's not my ass, we're good. As long as it's not my ass, that's good for her. JT said to Malcolm, Sandra is very dangerous. Yes, she is. And that is why I picked her. That's one of the big reasons I picked Sandra this season, because I think she can go very, very far in this game. So pretty much I know what she is capable of. I've watched her in Pearl Islands. I've watched Sandra in, not All Stars, Heroes vs. Villains I've seen her in. I've seen her in her last 2 seasons. So I know what Sandra is capable of doing, obviously. So that's why I picked her. But she is dangerous, and she's going to watch it, you know? She's going to watch it, especially with Malcolm, who is also another big player. There's a couple of big players on Nuku. You got Malcolm. Sandra's one of them. Let's see, JT's another one. I don't know about maybe Varner. He's pretty smart. But definitely JT, Sandra, and Malcolm would be probably some of the big name players on Nuku at this moment. So, she's going to watch her back, definitely. So, also, JT also said, if they go to Tribal Council, get Sandra out. And that means one of my picks is gone, which means I'm down to 2 picks for the season, which is not good whatsoever. For me, being the one to pick a winner of the season, it's not really good, because right now I'll be down to 2, and it's like, okay, this is not, like, this year would not be a good year for me. And I've never really picked anybody good in Survivor, ever, I don't think, since I started making picks every preseason. Which is not good in my part. So, Malcolm and JT, obviously, I think they're working together. Definitely, I think there's a possibility. And definitely them working together, obviously. I can see those two working together. And, getting out those big threats, definitely. So, immunity challenge. There is a caller, obviously. They must guide 2 pairs of, a pair of 2s, to get bags to take to the table maze. And then once they get to the table maze, I believe they have to, you know, do the table maze. They have to, you know, put it together. And then whoever gets that wins immunity. So Sandra sat out, obviously, for Naku. I guess possibly she is doing this as, I'm a weak player, so I want to sit out. I don't know that if that was the true strategy with Sandra. We don't know. So, okay, so first winner is, okay, so the first winner is the only one that gets immunity. The other two will go to Tribal Council, obviously. And then, that's all he really said. I think when he said that, I said, okay, there's gonna be another part of the twist to this immunity challenge and Tribal Council, pretty much. So right to the challenge, Mana struggled. Naku was in the lead. Naku had a giant lead. They took a big leap and led very, very quick out of the gate. And then JT was doing a great job for Naku. And then Tavua was at the table. So Tavua was in the lead, obviously. Sierra was on the maze for Mana. JT got the first ball. Ozzy got one ball, and then Ozzy switched off. Obviously, they are supposed to switch off when they get a ball, obviously. So everyone has a turn, I guess. They want to make it fair, so everybody has a chance, you know, to try to get a ball. Or to have a couple at least get a chance to, you know, get a ball, obviously. And then Tavua, I can't even read my own writing or talk today. Tavua got their second ball. That was Sierra that got it. Andrea went in for the last ball. Culpepper got one for Mana. Andrea for Tavua. And I think Varner got one for Naku. Varner was close. But he kind of pulled out. Obviously, Varner almost got it. However, he just couldn't get it fast enough. And then Andrea got the third ball, and Tavua won immunity. So, obviously, Andrea, one of my picks for this season, won immunity for her tribe, which is amazing. And, you know, that shows that, you know, she's there to compete. She can do well. So Naku and Mana went to go to Tribal Council. This is where the fun begins, where Jeff says at Tribal Council both tribes will be there, and only one person will be voted out, which is huge, if you ask me. It is huge. This is a huge game change. Yeah, that's the whole point of the name of the season, Game Changers. It is a huge Survivor Game Changers this season. So, one voted out. So, that means both tribes go back to their own camps. They got to decide who they want to get out of. Pretty much what I was thinking during that whole time, watching this on the TV and all that last night, I was thinking, okay, somebody from Mana is going to vote for Naku, and Naku is going to vote for someone from Mana. So obviously that is going to kind of complicate things. But obviously you got to think about numbers as well. So getting to the next point here, Naku, back at Naku, they started to talk about who they want to get out. They have six. Mana has five. So obviously they have the numbers. They actually had the numbers to get someone out from their tribe, obviously. Also, JT was tight with them. Obviously, he would be voting with his Naku tribe. Sandra said Sierra. JT said Ty. He is very sneaky. Talking about Brad, Brad will, you know, vote for, obviously. Possibly Malcolm. At Mana, they were talking about who Brad will, you know, want to vote out, obviously. And they were kind of talking Malcolm because he is a big player. They're talking about Malcolm, and he's just really smart. He's a good player and all that. So definitely it could be definitely they're talking about Malcolm being who they want to vote for. And then he also could swing the vote and vote Sandra out, but could also vote the majority of the tribe. Very true. Very, very, very true. So, oh, sorry, that was at the coup. Okay, now at Mana, they're talking about getting Sandra out. So here's Operation Get Sandra Out. They want to get that two-time winner out of the game, pretty much. Culpepper said to Haley, five strong. They're talking about voting out Sandra. Because obviously she's won Survivor twice over her Survivor career per Islands. And then obviously Heroes versus Villains. So, and they have to stay five strong, pretty much. Ty looked for the idol, but found a clue. It was between two trees. Then he found the idol. Actually, it was between the two trees. The idol was between two trees. So he has the idol, and he is pretty well safe when he's wanting to use it. So tied to Debbie and Culpepper, Ty said to Debbie, Culpepper, Sierra that he has the idol. So obviously he needs to use it. He'll use it. So at Tribal Council, I think Naku was already there waiting for him. They didn't really show Naku arriving. Naku was already there. Mana kind of came in. There's the rest of them. So it was a big group in one Tribal Council. Two tries, one Tribal Council. Never happened before. This is like a Survivor first. I love it. I absolutely love it. The twist this year, this season, it's just awesome that they actually brought in the two tribes and one person is going home, pretty much. That is awesome. So they were talking about the twist, obviously. They're talking about going through different scenarios. Six Naku, five Mana, obviously. And the numbers. It's a numbers game, right? And then Sandra said she has nothing to worry about. Sandra said she has. They have the numbers. Mana said it was a one person close, and also it'll be a shot in the dark. Obviously, meaning, they can get the person they want out. Count the chickens before they hatch, pretty much. So Sandra says she is not scared. She's not going anywhere. She knows she's safe. She's not going to go anywhere whatsoever. Also, talking about JT is a potential vote, so they can swing it over. Also, Haley, and she voted with them. She obviously, Mana would put her as public enemy number one, pretty much. So Haley said it is stupid to get the bigger threats out at this point. And of course, there was whispering going on all over the place. And then what Haley said was sticking to the plan. JT was whispering to Culpepper. Haley whispered over to Naku. There was a lot of whispering, pretty much. There was a shitload of whispering going on at this point. It's crazy. It's really crazy. So, obviously the look, and also Culpepper was, name was mentioned. I don't know what they were mentioning. It was so quick. I just couldn't pick up what they were talking about. It was so quick. It was like so rapid when they were, whispering. And the look on Jeff's face was priceless. Like, whoa, this is just crazy. Everyone's going off talking to each other during Tribal Council. Everyone's mad scrambling at the last second. So Ty was whispering to Malcolm. Sandra said some side notes, pretty much. She said it's just side notes that they're going through right now at the moment during that whole time. Haley said she wasn't ready to vote, but Sandra said don't worry about it. You can vote. And also, I think Varner voted for Ty. if you have an idol, I will soil myself. So that was kind of smart-ass remark-ish, pretty much. Ty played the idol on Sierra. Sierra will not count. Sierra's votes will not count. So the votes for Sierra did not count. There was a whole pile of votes for Sierra. Pretty much, they did not count. The vote for Sierra did not count, pretty much. So Sierra was safe. And then here comes a vote for Malcolm. And I think it was about 3 votes for Malcolm. And I think Malcolm was the only actually legit vote out there. And I think it was like 3 or 4 votes for Malcolm. Actually, let me see. I can see the votes. Where is it? I don't know. Do we have a vote thing? Here we go. So Malcolm, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, 5. There was 5 votes for Malcolm. Technically, there was 5 votes for Malcolm. Brad voted for Malcolm. Debbie, Haley, Sierra, and Ty all voted for Malcolm. And then Aubrey, Jeff, JT, Michaela, and Sandra, obviously, all of the Coos votes were, Malcolm, also. All the votes from the coup pretty well did not count. So, which means their vote just did not really mean worth a damn, pretty much. Their vote did not mean worth a damn, pretty much, during the whole thing. You know, they got screwed over by Ty's friggin' idol. So, that's what happens in Survivor. You can expect the unexpected with Survivor. It's pretty crazy. It is a pretty crazy dynamics when it comes to Survivor, pretty much. So, Malcolm was voted out of Survivor Game Changers. Michaela said to Varner on the way out, I think JT knew this was going to happen. So, honestly, I think JT knew there might be an idol that would, you know, potentially be played, obviously, right? So, I think JT really did know what was going on, pretty much. So next week, JT is on the hunt. Debbie goes completely apeshit on Culpepper. So here we go. Now it's Culpepper going to go back to what he did before? Or is he going to be the calm Culpepper? We'll have to wait and see. Anyways, that is it for this episode of Everything About Reality TV. Thank you guys so much for watching. Be sure to subscribe if you are on podcast.com. You can follow or subscribe on Stitcher. Also, follow on TuneIn. Also, I think there is a subscribe button on player.fm. I'm going to explore that over the weekend. And you can follow me on Twitter at ChrisBeOnTheWeb. You can follow me on Instagram. See what my little adventures are all about with the world of podcasting, being with family, you know, doing what I do best, and being out in the world of social media and all that. You can check that out, and I will see you guys back here tomorrow for the Big Brother Canada recap. Have a good night, guys. Enjoy Big Brother Canada eviction tonight. I will see you guys for the recap tomorrow. Bye for now.